I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the sports writing of John Lardner, recollected and recollected. But first, there now are more collegiate rifle teams for women than there are for men. Thus begins a recent Boston Globe story by John Powers on the ongoing impact of Title IX, the 1972 law designed to ensure that institutions receiving federal funds would equally distribute their opportunities to members of both genders. John Powers joins me now for a discussion of what Title IX has most recently wrought. John, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Let's begin with the point of view of the men's gymnastics coach at the University of Minnesota, Mike Burns. In speaking with you, he referred to what happens to college athletic departments each spring as, quote, the spring slaughter. What did he mean?
Well, basically, as schools are looking to the budget for the next academic year, and they are either out of compliance with Title IX regulations or they're losing money, which is much more likely these days, they look at the sports that don't make money and cost money, and gymnastics has been one of those. You're down to 16 teams nationwide. Economics are huge. It's a huge issue at almost every school, certainly state schools, but you still have to be in compliance with Title IX when you cut sports. So I think this is where the ADs are saying, well, how do we do one and the other? They make it come out even.
On which sports besides gymnastics has the impact of Title IX been most dramatic?
Well, basically, there are a number of endangered men's sports, wrestling, for example. Not that it's dying, but there used to be 400 wrestling teams at Division I in 1972. There are now 86. Fencing, skiing, water polo, rifle for men. These are all sports that have been dwindling and are considered, quote-unquote, endangered.
John, it's an old story that football is the sport that throws off the numbers. It's very expensive, and it loses money at most universities, and yet lots of places are adding football. Why?
Well, I think the idea is it is a way to get your school on the map. For example, a lot of people did not know until the football team beat Virginia Tech that James Madison was not a guy. It was, in fact, a college. They had to drop 10 teams, this is in 2006, to be in compliance with Title IX because they're a majority female school, 60% females. So I asked the AD there, I said, well, how about dropping football? He said, no, we could never do that. We are in Virginia. Everybody else has a team. And, oh, by the way, we just beat Virginia Tech last week. Everybody knows who we are now.
So people know who they are, but it's still probably costing them a lot of money to run the football program.
Well, and I think a lot of schools take it as a lost leader. For example, a school like Howard, which is two-thirds female to male, they have football because they want a reason for males to go to the school, not just to play the sport. It attracts donors, alumni interest. It galvanizes the student body. It makes the local area happy. And they are willing to do that, even though it is going to cost money.
How have the cuts in various sports affected the U.S. Olympic teams?
It's hurt a lot, especially, for example, gymnastics, wrestling. Most of the sports that are being cut are sports that are on the Olympic program. And there's only so much the U.S. Olympic Committee is able to do. There has been a task force that's kind of looking at it, a joint task force, but they're not really able to come up with much. No matter what they do, they can't help someone else's bottom line at a college.
Eric Pearson, the chairman of the College Sports Council, an advocacy group for men's sports, spoke to you about a so-called quota system being applied to men's teams. How does that work?
What they have, it's called roster management. And one thing that you do is you basically try to limit the number of men who can be on a roster while not limiting the number of women who can be on a roster. So they will do almost anything to keep a woman on a team, even if she's not playing. And they will not want to expand a men's team because it basically is a numbers game. And the one way that you can stay in compliance is to make sure that the proportion of males to females is roughly what it is in the student body. And these days, in many schools, for example, Texas is one of them, there are more women undergraduates than there are men.
So you have a men's baseball team with only three pitchers and they get exhausted, and you have a women's soccer team with 75 players, most of whom are on the bench.
That's right. And also, this is one reason why certain sports that you would think no one would want to add, like rowing, which is very expensive, is a great Title IX sport because it drives the number of women up. You can counterbalance football with women's rowing. You can have 70 or 80 women out for rowing.
The president of USA Gymnastics, Steve Penny, blamed the economy rather than Title IX for the shrinking footprint of his sport. Has he got that right?
I think now he does. If you had asked that question maybe in 1995, probably not. But basically, the economy has hurt, especially state schools, which are looking at across-the-board cutbacks. University of California this week announced that they're going to be dropping 5 sports, including rugby, where they've won 25 national championships, and the sport goes back to 1882. They're not dropping it. They're going to make it a club sport. But men's and women's gymnastics are going. Baseball is going because the state of California is in terrible shape, and the universities have had a cutback.
You mentioned those University of California cuts, which, of course, were announced since your article appeared. Anybody else cutting things since the article came out?
No one since. We had heard that there might be a couple on the chopping block. And again, what is interesting about it is Cal had been talking about sports that might be on the chopping block. We had heard men's gymnastics was one of them. And, of course, the irony there is that the U.S. men's team is going to be at the World Championships next month. Of the 7 members, 2 are undergraduates at Cal. So it's not as though these teams have not been doing well. But when you get caught in a numbers crunch, gymnastics is a very easy sport to drop.
John, assuming the economy doesn't dramatically improve over the next little while and that Title IX remains intact, how is the college sports landscape likely to change in the immediate future?
Well, I think schools are usually given 2 options here. One is we either bleed everybody a little bit, or we find out the sports that are either expensive or don't bring in money, or which we just don't do very well at, and we drop them. For example, Northeastern dropped football this year. They were only drawing 2,000 people a game. They weren't doing very well. It was an easy cut. But generally, football is not dropped. Generally, football is added, which makes it even more difficult to be able to balance the budgets here.
John Powers writes about the Olympics and various other matters, including Title IX, for the Boston Globe, and he joins me here on Only a Game from time to time as well. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bill.